Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, time for the film breakdown. First one of this week. There's two of them. One's going to be defense later on in the show. As you would expect, if they gave up 44, it's not going to be pretty. But the offense only put 10 on the board, minus Lamar Jackson and Ronnie Stanley, against a Houston defense that was good. They came in with a respectable, if not really good, stats. Hey, they had given up the fewest points in the NFL per game coming into the contest on Sunday. But let's get to it. Film breakdown. The All offense.
Right. Yeah, the offense, Bob. They have one really big problem, and it's huge. The offensive line. You know, watching the film, it's embarrassing. Because on most plays, I don't know, two or three of them screw up. You know, I mean, Nope Boom is awful. He can't block anybody. He gets pushed back. He gets beat in pass. He's average at best. At best, he's average. Because he's not a physical guy at all. At all. Voorhees struggles with some power and stuff, too. You know, and he'll have some good plays. And the bad plays kill him, you know? So, like, Nope Boom may have a good play, and then Voorhees has a bad play. They're not consistent with all five. And that's why we can't run the ball, and that's why the quarterback gets crap beat out of him. Now, the right side, Rosengarten, he's been awful this year. I mean, in this game, he stunk. On the ground all the time, getting pushed back, can't block and pass. No combo blocks, steps are wrong, fundamentally bad, always too high. Gets pushed around. Falele, awful. You know, can't handle any quickness whatsoever. Gets beat off the snap. I showed you Bob on the PAT or field goal. He got knocked on his backside. And that's 380 pounds getting knocked over. You know, Lindenbaum, same. You know, he struggles with big guys. So the offensive line has been pathetic. Pathetic in both run and pass, and that's why I say Huntley needs to play, Bob, because and I was texting with Preston this morning. I says the O-line got exposed with Cooper Rush in there because no Lamar to save them scrambling around.
Well, what was the game plan with them being limited and Cooper? We heard Todd Monken say last week he's not immobile, but he's not Lamar. I mean, Lamar's different. That's the different dude in that area.
Well, the biggest problem is...
What were they trying to accomplish?
Try to run the ball, and you can't run the ball. They can't run it because the O-line can't knock anybody off the ball. That's the biggest problem is, and they can't... They're not consistent enough. And Zaire Mitchell-Payton, he needs to go back to the practice squad. He's you know...
You're done with him already?
Yeah, you know, he's got no ass to him at all, and he's kind of flails. He doesn't get any movement, You know, he's probably 240. He's terrible. He can't block. So, I mean, that group up front, no wonder why. Because if you're running, especially zone scheme, you know, you've got to come off, you know, and you got to work together, kind of form a fence, and then you got to combo up the linebacker. They can't put all guys together at the same time, you know, so it doesn't work. And the tight ends, they don't block. So the run game, I can see why the run game doesn't work. They don't block anybody. Nobody. You know, that one guy made it get a block, but there's no holes. None whatsoever. You know, and feel bad for the running backs. I mean, you kind of got to make it on your own. Because What did D'Amico Ryans before the game says? How do you stop Derrick Henry? Don't let him get his feet started. Well, that's pretty easy against this O-line, you know, because Derrick Henry never gets his feet started. Last year, they were the best at, he didn't get hit for what, like 3 or 4 yards before he even got touched. Now he's getting hit in the backfield all the time. He can't get any yards. It's totally, I don't know what happened to the O-line, how they regressed so badly. It's unbelievable because every one of them is not playing as good as they played in the past.
And that includes Linderbaum.
All of them. All of them are bad. You
and
know?
No Ronnie, but he was he. How was he playing?
Ronnie was fine in the past stuff and everything, you know, because he was basically having to block by himself. And he's not a knock you off the ball guy. He's an athletic guy. He's gonna box you out, is what he's gonna do. And he knows who he is. You know, I'm extremely disappointed in Falele. That's why I think Corey Bullock, Bob, I'll be shocked. I'll be totally shocked if they're going to go to war this week with those same five. They got to make some changes. They got to, you know, because you can't run it and you can't block. And if Cooper Rush is a quarterback, I mean, if I'm a receiver, I'm like, you know, I mean, we can't throw, you know, we don't have time to get down the field.
Now, against Detroit, against KC before Lamar got hurt, they were physical, the opposing defense against the O-line, frustrating Lamar to the point where he was effective, but not like he has been.
Yep.
I mean, was Monken out-coached again, or is he just out-manned trying to create some things? Where are the creative plays offensively, though, with the quick slants and all of this good stuff?
Yeah, well, that I can't answer, Bob, but I'll say this. We started when, and we talked about it, when the fastest quarterback in the league is got 15 sacks on him.
Yeah.
You know, it's because last year he had what? He hardly had any sacks. And then what's happened to, why has the O-line regressed? So, I mean, Lamar hadn't gotten slower. The O-line's gotten worse. I mean, because it started with, we should have started to see the signs where, all of a sudden, damn, Lamar's getting sacked 4 times in that game, 5, 6 times in that game.
I think a bigger indictment is the fact that Derrick Henry, after week one, has been a zero factor.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a combo.
Combo platter.
Yeah, it is.
Of suckage.
Because, yeah, I mean, I feel bad for Todd Monken because how do I can't throw the ball down the field. I can't run the ball. So I'm gonna be behind the chains all the time.
We're going to talk. Wow, that was a positive film study. Wait till the defense. We'll pick it up a pace. When we come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Get your song in. Plaza for text. Hey, Cordell Woodland, get his thoughts on the Ravens all banged up back at practice today. Ian Rappaport saying doesn't look good for Lamar, but we kind of figured that, I guess. But are we now down to Snoop Hundley, who was a Pro Bowler, trying to save at least a Sunday before Lamar, we anticipate, comes back against the Bears. Could be wrong there. And then Joe Bidinotti, voice of the Caps. Yes! Hockey started last night. Caps start their season this evening. And Caps overachieved last year until the postseason when they underachieved. Where's that happy medium with this year's club?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know
what,
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.